New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple's off to the airport. Just myself, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And we know, Bill, on Fridays that Steve Schindler turns into Steve Sterling with
Steve Sterling. 2-3 again last week.
Not bad. Two out of three. Take that every
week. 4 weeks in a row, 2 out of 3. So if you're betting with him, you're winning. Picks will be quick with him. We've got UConn versus Rice. UConn 6.5 point favorites, taking Rice. Okay. Taking Rice. Right. University of New Mexico versus Colorado State. Colorado State +5, favored by 5, -5, but favored by 5. Taking Colorado State. And then the Utah State, Wyoming, which was a pick'em, but now has a line movement, Jake.
That's correct.
To Utah State to 1.5 point favorites.
Right. Like that.
He's still taking the Aggies at Utah State.
Okay.
So those are the three picks by Lou Schindler. Luau Schindler.
Oh, yes, right.
Luau Schindler.
Luau Schindler. I love that.
Lou's picks.
Before we get to Lee Sterling here, we got to give a quick plug for... We told you we had an incredible gift off the bat. We got another gift in the second segment. And this is from our friends at Boyk Farm Outfitters.
Boyk.
Wonderful place. Cody dropped this off. Cody and Teresa are big time breakers. They have a wonderful brand. They're a dealer for SurePoint in ag. They make liquid fertilizer systems. They're a chemical supplier also. Eastern Nebraska's largest precision planting dealer is Boyk Farm Outfitters. And they provided us, Bill, with, number one, an incredible box.
Jake, you picked it out for me, too. The box that showed up, it was like incredible. And this hoodie, and it's a camo hoodie. You got the same one, Jake.
I wanted the same one as you.
Yes. So we matched.
We're showing the camera here. This is from Boyk Farm Outfitters.
An incredible hat from Boyk. And then also just a gift bag, a cooler full of snacks and treats. And they also took care of, which is, I think, the most amazing part, Young Ben. Young Ben got a box also.
Yeah, and a hat.
Yes, Ben got himself a box of gear also.
Well,
so we're so appreciative.
The backstory in that is that they were trying to get the UPS brown for Ben because the loyal breakers, they love the store. They wanted to get the brown because it matches Ben's attire, but they
ran
out.
Tan.
So we had to get blue
beige
for him.
Yes, he's beige. They didn't have the UPS color, but Ben's still very happy with it.
He is.
Ben, are you okay with the color you got for your hoodie?
He is. So if you want to learn more, please go to, again, B-O-E-C-K, Boyk.
Boyk.
FarmOutfitters.com.
Eastern Nebraska.
Eastern Nebraska's largest precision planting dealer. They're a dealer for SurePoint, which is, again, they liquid fertilizer systems, and they're a chemical supplier also. Boyk FarmOutfitters.com. It is time, as we do every Friday, Bill, breakers for our picks of the weekend.
Nice.
There we go. And we're joined by our good friend, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Can't complain. Hey, are you ready for Tua's return to Miami on Sunday?
Yes, I will be there.
You're gonna be at the game?
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the game. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's better than the last couple for the Dolphins. It's been a tough watch.
Can't be any worse.
It's been a tough watch, Lee. I mean, they're averaging right now 10 points a game. They had 70 points in the game last year. They got 70 points through six games this season. So things are great. Things are great.
Yeah, I mean, the only person who I think you've got the worst combination of teams last weekend. Well, the Dolphins and the Cornhuskers.
That's a pretty common narrative in my life, Lee. It happened again last weekend.
He's been betrayed.
I've been betrayed by my sports team for 33 years of life, Lee. What did I do to deserve this? When does this hell end?
Better days ahead. Better days ahead. That's what you got to look at. I felt like that with my Miami Hurricanes. Eventually, things will turn. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll hold you then. All right. Let's get to the picks of the weekend. Notre Dame is a 12-point favorite against ranked Navy on Saturday. What do you see in Notre Dame and Navy, Lee?
Have either of you guys watched at least a half Navy this year?
Yes.
And what was your thoughts on Blake Corbett?
Oh, really good.
He's solid.
Yeah.
He's solid.
Yeah, really good.
I think he's the best quarterback for Navy since Roger Staubach. And he's not Roger Staubach. But when have you seen a kid halfway through the season not only have 10 touchdown rushes, he has 10 touchdown passes? I just think...
Isn't he third in QBR rating, I believe, in the nation?
Yeah. I think this kid's special. I think the play calling by their offensive coordinator and the execution is top level. I mean, you talk about offenses. First week, I watched them. I watched Army. I watched Indiana. I'm like, wow. Notre Dame is nothing special with Riley Leonard. This is a mediocre Notre Dame team, and you're going to lay two touchdowns on a neutral field? Are you kidding me? I'm putting half my wager on Navy plus 14 and half on the money line. I win this game. I'm going to be in the Bahamas next week. I won't even answer the phone when you call here.
Nice.
Wrong team favored. Navy outright, 26-23. Hint, hint, it's one of my selections for my clients.
Wow. 26-23 Navy. Yeah. That would be a story, Lee. They move up to like number 15 in the rankings probably with that. Yeah. Be a huge leap. Indiana does not have their starting quarterback, Curtis Work, out for the game, but they're still 6.5-point favorites against Washington. 7-0 Indiana Hoosiers. Google me, Kurt Cignetti. Does he get to 8-0, Lee?
This is going to be tough. Here's why. People just do not like Washington now. But in their last game against Iowa, they outgained Iowa by almost 100 yards. Their special teams were just downright atrocious. Sometimes teams, just things go wrong. I think their talent is still pretty good. I love this kid, Cam Davis, running back. Really good. I think he is special here. I think he's going to give Indiana fits. Now, Indiana's offense has looked incredible, but sometimes a quarterback like Taven Jackson, he will step in and doesn't have time to get nervous, and everything will go right. Now, full week of practice, you're thinking, oh, he's going to be just as good. I think Washington's going to prepare for him. I think they're going to throw some different looks at him. I think their skill position players at running back and wide receiver are right up there. They're top shelf here. As long as they can distribute the ball and quarterback Will Rogers has a decent game, another upset here. Washington, 31-30.
There goes Indiana. The magical season. 31-30 is the score for Washington, Indiana. Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through this weekend's games. Up next, Penn State, 6.5-point favorites against Wisconsin under the lights in Madison. Is there an upset alert, Lee?
You know, it's in Madison, so, you know, anything can happen. But I was impressed with James Franklin. I mean, his idea of opening up the Penn State offense was Drew Lar to throw to his tight end almost 20 times at USC. He had a couple trick plays up his sleeve here, and his team was down 14-0, came back, and ended up winning the game in overtime. The problem for Wisconsin is they can beat the really bad teams like Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern. They've lost by 32 and 17 points to Alabama and USC, who were ranked at the time but aren't even ranked anymore here. So I just don't think Wisconsin has those top-end weapons like USC had to keep it close. I think Penn State pulls away 30-16.
But Nittany Lion State undefeated. Moving on to Oregon, who had coming off still the big win against Ohio State, they blanked Purdue last Friday. Illinois, it's a big 21-7 win over Michigan, but the Ducks are 21.5-point favorites. A lot of points in this one, Lee. Yeah. Can they cover that?
It is a lot of points, and if Illinois maybe had a bye week or had played no one.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Might think about taking him, but this is a tough place to play, and Illinois is going to find that out. Also, they were on an absolute high after beating one of their biggest rivals, Michigan, last week, travel cross country. They're going to face Dylan Gabriel, who all of a sudden has picked up the magic again like he had at Oklahoma, and before that Central Florida. He looked bad early in the year, but now is firing on all cylinders. And if Illinois falls behind, they only have the number 58th most explosive offense here, more of a plodding offense. Takes them 10, 12, 15 plays to score. And on top of that, Oregon very good in special teams. They've already returned a punt and a kickoff for a touchdown, and they set up a lot of short fields here. I like the Ducks here. Quack, quack, 40-16.
40-16, they cover the big spread. Yep. That one, back things up. Moving on to our game, Nebraska looked horrible. 56-7 losers to Indiana last week. They go back on the road against the Buckeyes, who were pissed after a loss to Oregon from 2 weeks ago. Lee, 11 a.m. kickoff might be the only help for Nebraska. What do you see in Huskers-Buckeyes tomorrow in Columbus?
I think they built into this line that Ohio State, coming off a loss and a bye, will be ready for this game. I think another game similar to that is Texas. And I think those two teams will be ready. But now, I mean, you're getting like an extra 3 or 4 points here. If you're Ohio State, you got to win, you got to cover by 4 touchdowns here. I just think it's too much here. I mean, the effort last week and the execution was horrible here. But Ohio State, their offensive line, a little bit banged up, lost one of their best offensive linemen for the year here. And I think that Nebraska can move the ball. They've got to be more aggressive. They got to throw the ball on first down. They have nothing to lose here. I think Ohio State wins the game here 38-21, but I'm taking Nebraska in the points, and I'm going to hold my breath.
Okay, last but not least, right. Lee, Iowa is a 14-point favorite against Northwestern on Saturday. Yep. Thoughts on this game?
How about this? First five callers that call 800-400-9741, we'll give them the game for free. Have a real strong opinion on Iowa Northwestern, just call 800-400-9741. Game is on me, and since last weekend, we are now 12-4. We hit our 40 to 50 unit max wager last weekend on the Cincinnati Bearcats. We're now 70-25 on 40 to 50 unit max wagers. Everything breaks right. We'll have another selection like that this weekend, and I know there's a lot of people would like to come on board, but maybe not ready to sign up for the month yet or the season. So how about this? One of the two weekends of the year where every sport's in play, the Halloween in honor of Stuart Scott Booyah Bundle, $147, gets you all the football from tonight through Sunday, 10 to 12 plays, World Series, Game 1 and Game 2 tonight and tomorrow night, basketball in the NBA and NHL, all four sports, 3 days. If you bought it separately, it'd be over $400, just $147. How do you get it? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. Enjoy the Dolphins game on Sunday, and we will chat with you next Friday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, Bill, his picks once again to recap that. He has Navy as a 12-point underdog winning outright at MetLife Stadium.
That would be incredible.
26-23, Navy over Notre Dame, staying undefeated and moving way up in the rankings with that win. He has Washington losing, but 31-30 Washington beating Indiana, so ending the undefeated season for the Hoosiers. I don't know if I see that one on Saturday.
There's something to be said with what he's talking about, where the quarterback all of a sudden now he is the guy instead of just coming in.
Yep.
Remember, their quarterback was leading the Big Ten in QBR.
Yes, he's
he was playing extremely well. And the quarterback came in, looked great. When he came in, it was 28-7.
Yep.
And so things were going pretty good. It wasn't a lot of pressure. That can happen a lot, where all of a sudden, if everything's he's going to be just as good as Rourke, I don't see that, because that's what they don't see in practice. That's why the other guy's a starter.
And what you and I love about this is that College Game Day is in Bloomington tomorrow for a 11 a.m. BTN game.
Yes.
It's great.
You guys can cover the game? No, BTN's
got it. It's right now, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, BTN.
Washington, 31-30 winners over Indiana, says Lee. Penn State goes on the road, he says, and covers 6.5, 30-16 over Wisconsin. Now, the Badgers have been playing some good football the last few weeks, but like you pointed out yesterday, not great competition. You know, Purdue, Northwestern, lowly teams in the conference. Penn State's third in the country. Now, Penn State's had some close games recently, but they've won the close
games. I think it's going to be an incredible game. It's like anything else. Okay, not a great Rutgers team. It's 52-7, right? What was the score of that game, the Rutgers game, Wisconsin?
Maybe
it was 52-7 was Purdue.
Yeah.
It's
like 42-14.
It's hard to do.
It blew them out.
Just so you know, it's still hard to do.
Yes.
It's hard to beat teams like that. So they're doing something pretty dang good. I think it's going to be an incredible game.
Oregon, he has as a 21.5-point favorite, covering that against Illinois, who's fresh off a win against Michigan with the Red Grange helmet. Shout out to Armando, our friend who called in this week. 40-16 Ducks over the Illini.
Interesting. Yeah, I kind of liked Illinois and the points a little better. I thought they might. But what he's saying is that when you come off that huge win and you travel across the country and you're playing extreme talent.
Yep.
So it makes sense with where Lee's at with that.
Ohio State, he has winning against Nebraska, but not covering 25.5.
Couldn't agree more.
38-21 Buckeyes, says
Lee. I think
the
lock of the week is the Huskers. I really do.
They cover 25.5.
Yeah, that's a lock of the week.
They should have their attention.
That will
be locked
not happen
in for sure.
This will be a much closer game, tough game to win, but it will not those points. If you think it's going to be an Indiana 56-7, no, that's not going to be the case whatsoever.
And if you want the Iowa Northwestern game or any other games, please call Lee at 800-400-9741. Go to ParamountSports.com. And as he said, the Booyah! Stuart Scott special. Check it out for $147 at ParamountSports.com. I always love talking to Lee. We'll see. Indiana, I think they win that game, though. I see what Lee's saying. I'm taking the Hoosiers.
It'll be tough for them to lose. But like I said, they've had some weird things happen to them. The special teams are so bad. They beat Rutgers so bad. But and then they've like I said, They had a guy run on the field after a blocked field goal who would have gave him the ball of time to score.
Right.
Instead, Rutgers scores a touchdown a play later.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
And so everything, and they went for it and down the red zone, probably shouldn't have. They just, everything was wrong in that game.
Missed
so
three
I don't
field
know.
Goals.
It wouldn't, that does not shocking at all to see Washington pull this off.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you really hate to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God.
$4.2 million is what it costs you if you get hacked. Anyone. Anyone.
Hate the sound of that.
What about ransom? Imagine all of a sudden, can you imagine getting the call?
Up.
So, Jake, you take the call, right?
Yep.
Excuse me. We have all your information, and we would like to have $22 million for you to have all your information back. And you're just pretty much, and just talk to anybody. I've talked to several large firms that have been hacked and have had been held for ransom. That's why you don't, that's why you have
You can make that not happen though by calling Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of this glorious state. It's one team, all your tech solutions, managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation today.
Free.
$3.99. You like that from yesterday?
I love $3.99.
I
like that one.
ApplyConnectors.com. When we come back, Bills Thrills, a freaky football Friday.
Got some football talk
on early
about.
Break on the ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.